CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 31-year-old conservative activist Charlie Kirk was answering questions at an outdoor event on the campus of Utah Valley University when a single shot was fired. The crowd ran. That bullet struck Kirk, killing him. Bo Mason of the Utah Department of Public Safety.
The shot came from here on campus, from a location, potentially from a roof, yes. A longer distance shot from a roof.
Now, a person of interest has been released, according to FBI Director Kash Patel.
I'm Matt Piper. Charlie Kirk co-founded Turning Point USA in 2012 to reach young conservatives. It would become one of the most influential organizations in the country, with President Trump thanking Kirk for helping get him in the White House. The 31-year-old had a popular podcast, of which he was just last on yesterday.
Why are we putting up with this neo-confederism? It's time for us to start arresting these mayors and these city council members.
He was a prominent speaker at the Republican National Convention last year.
We will fire the Biden-Harris regime and put Donald Trump back in the White House.
Charlie Kirk was a married father of two.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports.
People who do work on events with several of the MAGA influencers today, they are very rattled. One of them is saying this is literally his worst nightmare playing out, something that they thought about when they were doing big events, and now a rethinking of what that security footprint will look like.
President Trump calls Kirk a truly great American patriot. Three Colorado high school students are wounded in a shooting in suburban Denver. CBS's Allison Keyes with more.
It's an all-too-familiar scene. Students leaving their school in single file after sheltering in place in the wake of a shooting. This time it happened at Evergreen High School in the Colorado foothills. Law enforcement says it happened on campus, and one of those injured is the suspect.
South Korea says a charter plane carrying South Korean workers detained during a September 4th Hyundai plant immigration raid in Georgia will leave Atlanta tomorrow. For the first time since the NATO alliance was formed after World War II, NATO planes scrambled to take down enemy targets in NATO airspace. It happened over Poland during a Russian drone attack across the border in Ukraine. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Russia's defense ministry denies it had targeted Poland, but that's unthinkable, said Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski.
It simply defies imagination that could be accidental.
A massive gas truck explosion in Mexico City leaves at least 57 people injured, some seriously. Video showing tattered clothing melted onto skin. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What actually draws us to someone else? The answer may surprise you.
Forget about looks. A study in the British Journal of Psychology finds it's a mix of shared traits, personal tastes, and yes, something in the way someone moves, smells, or talks that makes them attractive. That's despite earlier scientific findings that pointed to symmetrical faces and signs of biological fitness. This time, researchers looked at how traits like voices, body motion, and body odor come into play. When they separated the senses, the best indicator found to be a person's voice. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Movie theaters nationwide are celebrating Dick Van Dyke's 100th birthday in December with a new documentary. Fathom Entertainment says that Dick Van Dyke 100th celebration will be in theaters over his birthday weekend, December 13th and 14th. Van Dyke expressed his surprise and gratitude for the film. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low within a few degrees of 60, and mostly sunny for tomorrow. Night stay with a high in the low 70s. A high in the mid-70s on Friday with sun, a chance of showers and storms Friday night into Saturday. Currently at 64 degrees.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Yeah, we're shouting from the mountains. Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cow.
The deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no sleep or night.
Hazel Workers, the child of a mountain.
She'll be a true love of mine.
Strands and polishes a gun,
and she'll be a true love of mine.
Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill of blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Lady, Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You're invited to attend the 2025 Racine County Veterans Stand Down, hosted by Racine County Veterans Services and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. This Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Festival Hall in Racine, there's free lunch and cold weather gear provided for all veterans while supplies last, as well as on-site assistance including housing guidance, food aid, health care, animal therapy, and much, much more. The Veterans Stand Down is free and open to the public this Saturday from 10 until 2 at Festival Hall in Racine. See you there.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRJN. Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around single guy in town.
Away from a run around sewer, yeah. My miss the lips and the smile on her face, the touch of her hand and this girl's warm embrace. So if you don't want to cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Out with other guys, here's the moral and the story from the guy
away from a runaround to a paid out.
Scene that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love
me. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby, if he loves you more than me, maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best thing for you. But it's the worst that could happen.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At an outdoor event held by the conservative group Turning Point USA and its co-founder Charlie Kirk on the Utah Valley University campus, one gunshot is heard as he finishes asking a question. This attendee saying,
all of a sudden I hear up top, I just saw him grab, it looked like his neck, and there's just blood pouring out everywhere. And his eyes kind of rolled back.
The FBI says a person of interest has been released and the search for the shooter continues. CBS's Chris Van Cleave outside Turning Point headquarters in Arizona.
It's a steady stream of people have come to pay their respects, dropping off flowers. We've seen a lot of emotion, people in tears, embracing each other and praying. Noticeably, a number of young people are among the folks coming to pay their respects. Kirk did a lot of events on college campuses. One young man we talked to said he felt that Kirk created a forum that was welcoming for him and gave him a voice.
President Trump saying in an online video,
he fought for liberty, democracy, justice, and the American people. He's a martyr for truth and freedom, and there's never been anyone who was so respected by youth.
CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Charlie Kirk has been here to the White House several times. I've seen him here many times, and the last time he was here at the end of May, the president had him in the Oval Office, and as he was talking about the youth vote and young people in America, he pointed to Charlie and spoke about how critical he was during his reelection campaign.
31-year-old Charlie Kirk is survived by his wife and two children. Police in suburban Denver are investigating a deadly